Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, a market is a place where, I suppose, consumers and people that are sellers meet in order for themselves to trade, right? So Mpo, for example, could be looking for something, and then I could have that thing, and I'm looking for something else. Mm-hmm. So I want Mpo to take it off my hands so that I can buy that other thing that I'm looking for, mm-hmm. that perhaps Juliet has. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously called a trade. And that's why marketplaces generally are successful.
Yep.
Even if you go to a physical market downtown, there are chances that there's going to be people that are selling things that you're looking for. And then now you can also trade back some of the things that you want to sell back. And so, you know, this has been existing since the beginning of e-commerce. Not just e-commerce, but commerce in general. Mm-hmm. E-commerce then came about around about 1995 or so. I suppose when the internet became popular. Then people realized, you know what? I don't necessarily have to be physically at the spot where Mpo is.
Yep.
We can just communicate and we'll find a way to sort these things out. Facebook Marketplace. I'll be honest, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I only heard about it via people telling me, because obviously I'd be doing shows and then I was told there's something called Facebook Marketplace. And the more I thought about it, the more it made sense that people would actually trade on Facebook, because at the time it was the biggest social media platform. Mm-hmm. And unlike Twitter, Facebook is kind of different. It really is a community there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Twitter is just a bunch of strangers talking to each other, mostly shouting at each other and fighting with each other. Right? So I remember when Mark Zuckerberg then went and bought WhatsApp, right?
Mm-hmm.
The number of users that WhatsApp has, first of all, it was over 1 billion back then. Now, who knows what it's sitting at, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, what's really cool about WhatsApp and why people use it so frequently is because, have you ever tried to send a large file via WhatsApp?
No.
You've never tried to send?
No.
Okay. Send a picture or an audio clip or anything like that, WhatsApp will compress that thing to kilobytes.
Okay, and then, so you mean in that instance, yes.
100%.
But as like a file, like a document, I haven't tried to send something large.
Even that, send that. Okay. WhatsApp will get it through.
Okay.
They don't play around, right? And also, you find that their data costs, comparatively speaking, and using like maybe email or whatever, a lot lower.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense what I read this weekend, that there's a lot of trade now happening via WhatsApp. Yes. Specifically, WhatsApp is the number one trading platform in the township. Bigger than Facebook, bigger than any other platform.
Trade in which way? In the sense that I have something that Julie has, or am I advertising it on my store, on my status? Because they don't
have everything. People have groups. So Juliet, for example, used to have a spice business.
Yeah.
Juliet, you'd be buying the spice via WhatsApp.
Via WhatsApp business. Oh. Okay, then I get it. Oh. I get what you're saying.
So I
because you can put your catalog. No, you can put your catalog on there. And then if I have your WhatsApp business number, then... Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And in fact, this is not an anomaly.
Mm.
If you look at Naspers, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Naspers is so huge right now because they bought into Tencent.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Tencent then came out with WeChat.
Yep.
And WeChat became a huge trading platform in Asia.
Yep.
So this is nothing new. Ziyakhala every day.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that.
The question is, though, have you ever used it?
I've used WhatsApp business, WhatsApp trading.
Yeah.
For things like buying lashes and whatever. Basic stuff. I'm not going to buy big stuff.
Manji niyatembeana lafan.
It's someone that I know. So it basically would be word of mouth. Like if Mbali comes here with really nice lashes. Oh, those are nice. Where did you get them? Oh, no, I got them from this person. And then you get there and they will have almost like an e-commerce type thing happening via their WhatsApp business. Or you message the person directly, you buy. That's how it is.
So another thing, this is a danger of it. Do you remember WhatsApp Stockville?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I remember that. I remember the WhatsApp Stockville. Yeah.
We were still doing car drives together when WhatsApp Stockville was big.
Yep. Yeah.
And people were getting hit.
Yeah.
So the Stockville will start pushing. All of a sudden, Nyamba. Yeah, Nyamalal.
Of course.
Gone.
Pyramid scheme.
Yes. Because that's another thing that happens in markets. Yeah. People get robbed.
Of course. Of course. But I mean, I've always thought e-commerce is like such a convenience. Or maybe it's because me and I just love and embrace technology.
Yes.
And also, I hate malls. So when something simplifies the process of buying, makes my life easy.
Which brings us to a question that I want to ask you, Mbali. Do you prefer physical shopping or online?
It depends. Certain clothes, because of my ever-changing size.
That is funny.
I prefer going in store. And then there are certain items, like Mpo saying, I can make use of via WhatsApp business and online platforms, like Takealot and so forth.
Yeah.
So it always depends on what it is I'm buying. But yeah, I still enjoy going to a shop, though, and feeling the clothes and looking at the material, especially clothing stores. I hate grocery shopping, so I prefer online platforms for that. But if I'm buying something that I'm going to wear, I prefer looking at it.
I get overwhelmed.
Have you ever used WhatsApp to trade?
I have, to buy like certain items, photography. I enjoy looking at their catalogs online as well on WhatsApp. So yeah, it depends on, but mostly I use it from people I know personally. If they have businesses and I trust their businesses, then I make use of it.
You just reminded me. My daughter's 7th birthday.
Yeah.
The lady I hired, you know, the whole, what you call it, jumping castle and stuff through WhatsApp. I think she was like, she stole someone else's account, number was just the same. We're communicating the same.
Yeah.
So they delivered on the day my daughter was happy. And then later on, the real person contacted me saying payment. And I was like, I've paid. I made my payment. So they had to battle it out together because I don't know whose account that was. I made payment.
That is funny.
Yo. Imagine if she never pitched. Like, yo.
You see now the kinds of things that happen. Let us know, WhatsApp trading. Have you ever taken part? How well is it working out for you?
I've gone on this thing where I'm starting to support local clothing brands. And a lot of the guys that Ava pushes into Zava, Buzz Pusher via WhatsApp, their WhatsApp business profile. And that's where I find a lot of clothing items. For example, Lumsizi, Porcupine in Soweto. And then there's guys from in the East Rand, Ezenetso. It's great clothing brand, great quality. And I most of these guys, I get their stuff through their WhatsApp business profile.
So these are people that you kind of know, definitely. And we've got everything. I mean, they even say that if we don't have it, we will source it. Those are business people right there. We have everything on that WhatsApp. This WhatsApp group, they just post their businesses. Everything. Car wash. There's people that sell cars. There's people who do hair, makeup, photography, sell clothes, everything. But like I'm saying, these are people that live in our complex and we know that it's proper business. Electricians, everything is there and it works perfectly.
Okay.
Sis one. WhatsApp, Facebook, Spanish zone, including na TikTok. Yakho ukwenza video yakho, ufaka ama pictures wakho, ufaka iprice, ulahlele lapha. We share my number. They'll call you and contact you. I go on get log that is Facebook. Ziakal. Imoto is changing sala, passes changa la. Being go, come at land. So, WhatsApp, most of the time, I say to Daisy Moto. Umuntu will ask you, you're going to tell him, should tell him his video. Or you study Wednesday. So it's different platforms for different reasons. Yeah, but yeah, it's happening. It's happening, you know.
So I use WhatsApp for buying, for instance, ordering a cake, birthday cake, booking. So I recently came across a salon on Instagram, and then when I clicked their contact details, they took me to WhatsApp, and I had to make a booking from WhatsApp. So yeah, it's the small things also, same as Umpo. For myself, but I wouldn't buy big stuff. Like, yeah, I wouldn't spend more than 2,000 or 5,000 on WhatsApp.
This is the world. I've bought shoes last week from. I saw the post on Facebook with the numbers. Send a message on WhatsApp. Send me the catalog. I've paid, but I've not received the product. They said it will deliver on Friday. nothing has come through. So I did follow up, said he will deliver on Saturday. And I use my work address. I'm going to work, hopefully. He has delivered, but I'm not too sure.
I must say, Lami, I once used WhatsApp trading. I once bought my dad's tombstone after seeing a post go WhatsApp. So the lady who actually assisted, I must say, she did a very good job and she was very honest. So it depends on but I must say, yeah, it is very much convenient.
Since the world, I was also taken for a ride with that WhatsApp stock valve, but I was young and stupid. So yeah, now I'm a big girl and I am very, 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 very cautious. But I still use WhatsApp trading for nails and stuff like that. Nothing big. But I also love still going to the store and buying my clothes and feeling them and seeing them. So yeah, you must be very careful out there. There's people that are just evil.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.